Hi, and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And we're here this week for a time management podcast. I know it's something that I struggle with regularly to do time management, and I'm excited that we brought in Jane Paris, one of our Engineering Student Services advisors.
Hi, I'm Jane. I'm the advisor for civil engineering majors and industrial engineering majors in ESS. And yeah, I'm excited to talk about time management and share some specific tools I have with you.
Why did we want to talk about time management at this time of the semester? We've started a little bit, so maybe some folks are starting to realize that they don't quite have a grasp of it, or what's our goal?
Yeah, well, so we're in week five, right? So midterms are coming up, if not happening maybe already this week. And the way time management ties into that, which might be obvious to some of you, but especially when I talk to seniors and I ask them to look back on their time here and say, you know, what really helped? And that's just a common thread, is getting my time management under control, specifically for things like at this point in the semester when you're thinking about midterms, so you're not having to, you know, prepare in 2 days for the midterm, you know, really the kind of studying as you go along, which is easy to say, but sometimes harder to implement. So, yeah, I think just the alleviating one aspect of your stress is the way I feel time management is super useful.
And you have three awesome documents here for us to start off with.
Yeah.
For the basics. So let's start with your first one.
I'm totally fired up about my documents. So if you've come into ESS, you've probably seen these, and specifically if you've come into my office. So the first one I got from the Student Learning Center, which is in the Chavez Center, and it's called a Semester at a Glance calendar. And you might be thinking, like, I have plenty of calendars, I know my calendaring system, etc. But this one is different because the point of it is just to give you, as it says, in one glance to look at your whole semester and know when are the busiest times, which you might kind of, you know, other calendaring systems, it's kind of like maybe you're seeing the month, you know, maybe you're seeing just the week, the day, whatever. But what this is, and you can, you know, go to our website and download it if you want. You could also just make your own on an 8.5 by 11, you know, one sheet of paper. It's the whole semester starting with, you know, the first day, which was whatever that was back in
January.
16th. Thank you, January 16th. And then going all the way through finals week. And then there's just enough space for you to just mark when things are due. So my suggestion is always take this calendar, mark all homework assignments, all, you know, when problem sets are due for every class, when any other type class, you know, when papers or essays are due, when your midterms are, obviously, and then essentially the finals week is really important too. And also, though, think about any big activity outside the classroom that you need to plan for. So it might be like going home one weekend if you know you're going to do that for your friend's birthday or something like that, or maybe if you're on one of the competition teams and you know that there's a big event that weekend. Obviously, sometimes that takes students by surprise, the time away from campus and how that's going to impact their usual study schedule. So that's kind of my biggest piece of advice, is when you're thinking about time management, you have to think about the big picture, which is your whole semester. I mean, you could go bigger than that and think about, you know, your whole life, but let's just keep it to the semester right now. And really knowing, like, oh, okay, after you put all that stuff in, then you kind of see, like, oh, week eight is going to be super intense, because I just see that there are, like, a ton of things marked off in week eight. And that means you really have to start preparing for week eight, you know, not in week seven, but
right,
several weeks before that. And the payoff is, like, then you're just not as stressed when it comes around. Because, I mean, I do remember as a student, which I wasn't very good at time management as a student, but I'm a grown-up now and I've learned a lot. So anyway, I remember that horrible feeling when you're in that week. Like, let's say you're in the week eight that I just described, and you realize that week all the things that are due. And then you start going, oh my God, and then I have to go home on Friday because I have to do this, you know, and it just, oh, it's horrible. So I don't want you guys to feel that. I want you to be a little more relaxed. So.
And I like the idea that you have it on just one page. Mm-hmm. It's one quick thing to look at. So mm-hmm. maybe after the first week of school, if we were doing it at this beginning of semester, you mm-hmm. can get your syllabus that you did at the beginning.
Yes.
And sit down and plug it all in. And if you haven't done it yet, it's still something very easily to pull out and fill it out.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what, that is what I hope that people do it at the very beginning of the semester. But just as you said, it's not too late. Let's just make sure the rest of your semester is visible to you, your different stress points.
And just to let everyone know, we are going to have all of this available for download at welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu under our episode 27 podcast.
Yes.
And so let's move to the second one that you've got for us,
okay.
And it's about our weekly time budget. Oh, so we're getting a little bit more nitty-gritty here.
Yes. Okay. And what I call this, so again, so this is your week. When you look at this, you see that it's like every day of your week from, and all 24 hours. So it's a 24/7 calendar. And again, you might say like, I use Google Calendar, I map out my days, I'm good. So this is not a calendar. What this is a time budgeting exercise. So, you know, there's just like a few simple things to do. And then the goal is you like quantify your and visualize the hours that you have available to you in a week
mm-hmm.
once you've put in the other things. So like, for example, the first step is, you know, you're going to go through and mark off the hours that you sleep. And that I laugh because it's like, do I mean you really sleep or your goal? I think kind of somewhere in between. What is your goal and what's realistic? Like, obviously, people usually, hopefully, sleep in a little bit on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe go to bed later on, you know, weekend nights too. So anyway, you're kind of marking that off, and you're also marking off eating, very important,
right?
And takes time and is important to like kind of just give yourself that time. And then all class meetings, lectures, labs, discussions, seminars, you know, basically any time that is set already in a schedule. And if you work, if you have a work study job or whatever, mark that off too. And then you're going to add up all the hours that aren't marked off, and you're going to get this number, and then you're going to subtract like 7 hours maybe for commuting, getting to and from your classes. If you
mm-hmm.
think about how big this campus is, you're probably spending more than an hour in a day getting to or from places. And then when you have that number, like that's how much, I call it your weekly time budget, meaning how much time you have to spend on other things. This is important because you know how involved our students are, right?
Right.
So all the things that you have to fit in to this budget are, as I'm sure you all know, but just, you know, obviously studying, and then any activities, any of the student orgs, any family obligations you might have, any fitness goals, you know, personal goal. I mean, there's just a lot of things you want to do. And so I want you to do all those things and not be stressed out. So you need to know, how much time does it take? So that's what it is. It's just kind of quantifying, like, well, how much time do I really have?
Okay.
And the other part of it that is super helpful is, because for someone like me, like my personality type, when I look at this, I'm like, oh, that's stressing me out. But as I've worked with engineering students, I find that they really like having this kind of structure and to just figure out, like, how much time do I have? And the thing that's very helpful is, because then you see, oh, I do have time for just free time. You know, I do
go
have,
see a movie.
Yeah, I do have that time where I can just call it unstructured time. I know that's really weird. I'm structuring my unstructured time, but whatever works, you know? So, yeah, I think it can, again, alleviate some of your stress because it's not this big mystery of like, will I have time to do everything?
And it also gives you the idea that if there's something that somebody wants you to do one more thing on top of what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
or if you had one more club that maybe you wanted to join, you can look at this and be like, is that really going to work? Do I have the time to put into that?
Exactly. And in fact, sometimes that's when students come and talk to me in an advising appointment and like, I'm trying to figure out if I should do this, join this club or
mm-hmm.
take this research opportunity. This kind of exercise is what I advise them to do. Like, let's see, what does your week already look like? And then could you add something in, just as you said? And the other piece that's funny about this figuring out your weekly time budget is the part about how much time to devote to studying. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we have this rule. There's kind of, rule is not the right word, but guideline, I guess, where we say, you know, for every unit of coursework you have, you would spend 3 hours studying. So if you're in a 4-unit class, you would spend 12 hours per week studying. And obviously this is going to vary from person to person and from class to class, but some classes actually need more than that, you know? So that's why I kind of think once you've put in your work and sleep and eat and class times, then that's the thing you should think about next is like, how much time do I want to spend on studying? And then think about the clubs and the other things too.
Right. So I like this idea because mm-hmm. it's giving you time to also do self-care.
Yeah, that's
what
I put
in that mm-hmm. idea of, okay, I need to go to the gym or go for a walk or uh-huh. like have that moment. I love that idea that you did put that in there.
Thank you. Yeah, whatever self-care means for you.
Exactly.
You know? So.
And finally.
Yeah.
Or not finally, this is our third one that we're doing.
Our third tool, yes. Okay. It's called Chart Your Academic Practices. Do you want me to just go ahead and talk about it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. So what this is, you know, we talked about kind of look at the semester overall and then figure out how many hours you have in a week. And then what I was just saying was this piece about studying, how much time you're going to give per week to studying. So what this third tool that's called Chart Your Academic Practices does is kind of give you a way to think about all the different ways you're going to study in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a way for you to, just like if you've ever had a fitness goal of like you're trying to get up to a certain amount of running, whatever, or any other kind of thing like that, where you note down how much am I doing per day, and
right.
that helps you kind of reach the goal. That's what this is about. It's saying for each of your classes, and so it lists, you know, class one, and you would write in, you know, math 53 or whatever, class 2, physics 7A. And then it goes week by week and encourages you to check off the different activities you've done that are associated with studying.
Okay.
And the idea there is sometimes the whole, like now, we're in week 5, and maybe this semester you were like, because I did talk to a lot of students like this who are like, I'm ready for the semester. I want a higher GPA, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously you have to do things differently than you did last semester, whatever that was for you. And so I'll say, okay, well, what are you going to do? Maybe it's go to faculty office hours. Maybe that's something you hadn't done. Have you done that yet? And it's like, oh no, here it is in week 5 and I haven't actually started doing that. So this is kind of a way to monitor that. So you'll see every week on this chart and then all these different activities that, again, I call all of them are really kind of studying, you know, because studying is, as it says on here, everything that's kind of a way you're going to learn about the material, you know, because the classroom is really just introducing you to the material, and then how you learn it is up to you. So faculty office hours, GSI office hours, study groups, tutoring, other things that students invent, you know. So this is just kind of a way to keep track of that for each of your classes.
That is fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
I really like this because it also keeps you honest with yourself of mm-hmm. what did I do, what have mm-hmm. I not done.
Yes.
So you can't fake where you're at on
it. Yeah. Yeah. And it's been fun. As I said, I do use these in appointments sometimes. Let's see. I think during week 3 when I was meeting with students and they were talking about, you know, yeah, I'm trying to do this differently this semester. And we would go over this sheet. And it was really fun for me. I mean, we were kind of doing it like a little bit, you know, I'm laughing at myself that because you guys are all adults, right? So I'm not trying to keep track of you, but it felt funny like that where I was like, okay, tell me, did you go to lecture 3 times this week? Check, check, check. You know, did you go to discussion? Check. And have you gone to office hour? Check. But, you know, we were having a good time with it. So I hope, you know, the students, you guys listening, will have a good time with it as well.
I really like all three of these. I'm excited that we're going to have them on the website so they're available to everyone, not just the students that were coming to see you. So we're expanding what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. I want to just note, I think I said already, the semester at a glance was from the Student Learning Center. So they have some really good tools there. And in fact, if you go on their website, and I think you'll put this link on ours too. It's just kind of a general overview of resources to use for studying, managing your studying, that kind of thing. So I love the Student Learning Center. They have a lot of good things. And then the 24/7 budget was another thing I kind of modified from them.
So, oh, okay.
And I think we use these in our center here, the center CAEE. I think they're available there as well. So. Yeah.
And we also have peer advisors, and then the students in the CAE are really good at helping with time management. So if you're not able to get in to see an advisor right away, you could always stop by and talk to one of our peer advisors. They're here from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that I do hear about the coolest tools from other students. So, and I imagine if you go into our center or, peer advisors, just asking, especially the seniors, like they've learned some really awesome stuff along the way. What was that one I gave you the other day that I, Trello. yeah, that was a like kind of system I had never seen, and a student told me about that. But I love to hear from the more experienced students the things they've
what
picked
they
up.
What they found to make them successful.
So yeah, I think that would be helpful for younger students to do as well.
Is there anything else that we missed out or that we skipped that we wanted to?
I always feel like I should say when I'm talking about time management and all these super structured things, it kind of just stresses me out talking about it because, as I said, that's not my personality type. It's a little different. But just to kind of along those lines, like part of time management is just checking in with yourself and how you're feeling about things, you know, and just noticing like, if you're stressed about something, like kind of stop for a minute and think about, you know, okay, what can I do to relax right now? Or just noticing it is helpful, you know, so you can kind of go from there. So I just always feel like I want to acknowledge how much stress our students have in their lives and how we really want to support them in any way we can with that.
And that's actually a really good segue. So thank you, Jane, so much for coming this week.
You're welcome.
And spending our podcast time with us. Next week, we're going to have Christine Zhu from the Tang Center to come in to talk about self-care.
I love Christine.
She's fantastic, right? So she's coming in and giving us a little bit more, some tips and strategies of how to make sure that you're working that self-care into your schedule.
Good. Yeah, she's so nice.
So again, thank you for tuning in to the Not-So-Secret Guide for the Berkeley Engineer. And Jane, thank you for coming today.
Thank you. And yes, thank you, students. And I look forward to seeing you all soon.
And we'll talk to everyone later next week about self-care. Thank you.
Bye.